today's connected world, high-speed internet is a necessity. Luckily, where you live no longer means missing out on a fast connection. Do what we did and get HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. HughesNet Gen 5 delivers the speed you need where you live. Own a business? HughesNet has plans for you, too. Text RADIO to 35,000 for offers in your area. That's RADIO to 35,000. HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live and work.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's Easter weekend. We hope you are having a joyous time. Thanks for tuning in to Tomorrow for the weekend of March 30th, 2018. I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Erasmo and Horatio in the control room. It's also April Fool's Day weekend. April Fool's, of course, April 1st on Sunday, if you happen to be listening to this on Sunday. Fool somebody, but be nice about it. Don't be too mean. But have a little fun. I would think a lot of folks are probably incorporating their Easter egg hunts with making them a little more difficult. Or maybe inside the plastic eggs, instead of a typical toy or candy, they're just going to put weird stuff.
Well, see, I saw a post on Facebook about getting back at your kids. Basically, you take the wrappers from the Cadbury's mini eggs and you wrap them around grapes.
I saw that. I like that. Well, it doesn't work for your son because Cameron loves grapes.
Yeah.
Although he would probably still be disappointed. Wait a minute. This isn't chocolate.
Uh-huh.
But he'd eat it anyway because he loves grapes. But that would be kind of fun. But then what happens? What do you do with all the little mini Cadbury's that you've unwrapped?
Well, you have to eat them.
You have to eat them. So, and that's getting back at your kids?
I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's an option there. You certainly want to do that. Tech news and commentary, and then we jump to your calls where you automatically get prizes when we hear you on the air. It really is that easy. Stay tuned, of course. In a few minutes, you're going to hear us talk about the kinds of goodies that are available these days.
Last week, we talked about the driverless Uber that got into some trouble by hitting and killing a woman.
Who was, by the way, in the middle of the street, not at a crosswalk, and I mean, not trying to defend the driverless vehicle or the driver who wasn't paying attention either. But still, I mean, that's why there are crosswalks.
Yeah.
You know, now it's the old police officer in me coming out. You know, she was jaywalking with a bicycle in the dark. And she, if you saw the video, which was all over the place, I mean, she literally came out of the shadows and there was no time to react. Even, you know, even an autonomous vehicle who can react faster than a human, she was right there. So just be safe, people. Don't be crossing the street in the middle of the street. And if so, watch for cars. The vehicle had its lights on and everything.
Well, you know, it seems like Ubers with drivers don't have much more luck. You know, an Uber driver took a wrong turn into a pedestrian walkway at the San Francisco store and ended up with his car stranded on an outdoor staircase. Uber said the driver, using the ride-sharing service's Uber pool function, had two passengers and was on his way to pick up a third when he made a wrong turn in the Safeway parking lot and ended up with his car wedged on the concrete steps. An Uber rep said no one was injured and the company is investigating the incident, which some reports indicated that may have resulted from the driver receiving bad information from his GPS.
Uh-oh.
The San Francisco Police Department said an investigation is ongoing and it is not yet clear whether the driver will be cited. They described the incident as a freak accident.
Although it's a little weird, too. Who designs a Safeway parking lot that at any point that a vehicle can go on where you'd be going downstairs?
Yeah. Well,
that doesn't make sense. You'd think there'd be potted plants beforehand, or it's clearly pedestrian, not meant for vehicles.
Well, but he was apparently using his Uber app, which, you know, the GPS function inside the Uber app, which told him to turn down this particular way, which then took him down the stairs.
Yeah, but I wonder if he had to go over some grass first or whatever. It's just, you know, you don't have stairs in a parking lot, for example, you know, where a vehicle would then go down them. So,
well, this is San Francisco. Maybe they had to take the barriers out because they offended somebody.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't say that, but tech news. We're back to tech news.
Maybe the barriers offended someone.
Yes,
that's true.
They're blocking my way. I find that offensive.
That could be.
Yeah.
I'll give you that one. A new poll reveals what we pretty much already knew, that Americans trust Facebook less than ever these days. But now the same poll shows that online privacy isn't a top priority for most people, adding to the evidence that the hashtag Delete Facebook campaign is unlikely to make a really big dent in the anti-social network's dominance. The Reuters Ipsos poll conducted March 21st through 23rd found that just 41% of U.S. adults trust Facebook to obey laws that protect your personal information. I thought that was a high amount. 41% of adults think that they can be trusted. That's significantly lower, though, than the percentage who trust Amazon at 66%. They trust Google, 62%. Microsoft, 60%. That really confuses me. Apple, less than that, 53%. And then, of course, there's Yahoo, 48%.
I'm surprised it's that high.
Yeah, I would have thought, 12%, especially since Verizon owns them now. But that's interesting. 41% of U.S. adults still trust Facebook. I don't get it. I don't either. Holy cow. But then again, that's, polls have been known, imagine that, to not be accurate.
Yeah.
So this might be one of them.
Google has acquired the GIF platform Tenor, or GIF, if you want to be really accurate. I've always said GIF, so I'm going to continue to say GIF because
I say GIF
it's
too.
A GIF.
Yep.
Tenor is going to help Google bring up GIFs inside Google Images and other services like Gboard more easily. Notably, Tenor is a GIF platform that Facebook has used in its Messenger service to let users send animated GIFs more easily.
Oh, well, if Facebook used it, it must be fine.
Exactly. It's unclear if the acquisition will change that relationship with Facebook. Google says that Tenor will remain a separate brand, and the company will help Tenor find more content. So users can expect to see a lot more animated GIFs on Google services going forward, and they noted that Google Images has become more about self-expression in addition to finding photo information.
Do you like these animated GIFs? Do you find them just irritating or somewhat funny?
Some of them are funny. Most of them are just annoying.
Annoying. I mean, I get them occasionally, and it's like, okay, that hit the nail on the head. It was funny, or it was an interesting thing. But most of the time, they're just annoying. I mean,
it's funny because I have one friend that we pretty much text back and forth using nothing but animated GIFs. But that's it.
To tell the story of your day.
Yeah. But then I don't use them with anybody else. So it's really a, I guess.
Well, that's different because it's a bit of a challenge, yeah. I guess, too, because you got to find the right GIF to answer that question.
Sometimes that's half the fun, searching through the and trying to find the right one. But
but that's the only way you communicate.
Sometimes we use words.
On the antisocial networks.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Nearly half of U.S. consumers, 49%, own a smart home device. That, according to a new GFK research study. In addition, 58% of consumers believe the devices are likely to change their lives. Now, they don't say how, but likely to change their lives. We hope for the better.
I just installed my second smart home device now at my house.
Is that where you had the, you posted a really goofy picture? You got to follow Chris Graveline too on Facebook, and you'll see what I mean.
I have been using a Nest thermostat for years, but I just finally, got a Ring doorbell. I actually had the Ring doorbell forever, and I just never installed it. I finally installed it this weekend because I got bored, so I needed something to do.
So Erasmo, did you see that on Facebook? The goofy picture he posted of himself at the fisheye lens, and you got to look at that. That'll make you go, turn it off.
It's coming very handy, except for, every time I come in and out of my house with groceries, my phone going off my pocket telling me there's motion at my front door. It's like, I know, I'm here.
Do you get false alarms a lot?
I did until I lessened the things. I had it set to full motion, and I had to turn the sensitivity down because every time my American flag would fly in the wind, it would set off the motion and go off. So now I have it set to only 5 feet in front of the camera.
Oh, great. There you go. So see, there are options you can deal with. You may recall that we've talked a lot about Arizona, which had given free rein for testing of the self-driving vehicles. Well, now a major setback, of course, their governor, which had been allowing testing with very few regulations, now has suspended all of Uber's autonomous program. Of course, the move comes after that woman was killed that we talked about last hour by one of the ride-sharing company's autonomous vehicles as she crossed the street. Again, not in a crosswalk and in the dark, pitch dark. But the governor has now said, that's it. No more testing of any sort. Oh, well. Well, for who knows how long. I mean, they're running investigations and more tests and so forth. But right now, you can't get an Uber, self-driving Uber, or self-driving anything in Arizona. And yet, they were the one that said, hey, come here, because California was outlawing them in areas and there were problems, and Arizona said, no, come on. You can do all the testing you want. Well, then something happens, and now they go, oops.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I was watching a really old episode of Top Gear, you know, from the UK the other day. It was, you know, like 9 years old when they were first starting to talk about autonomous cars. And one of the hosts made a good point. You know, he said, you know, there have been, you know, self-driving cars for years. They're called taxis.
But they're not self-driving. I know what you mean. But cars you don't have to drive.
It's about as self-driving as I want to get.
Yeah, that's probably accurate, though. Yikes.
Many of you silver foxes, like Dave, may recall...
Oh, I thought you said slower foxes.
No, silver.
Silver, yes. Foxes. Hey, it takes a lot of hair dye to make this hair nice and white, sure. And gray like I have it. Anyway, distinguished.
But, yeah. You may recall a little company named Belkin that got its start in the 80s selling adapters and switches. You know, the kind of stuff that you'd buy at Radio Shack or Computer City. But if you're also old enough to remember those stores.
But now, that you don't have to be that old for that. They only went out of business a year ago. But, yeah, bought a lot of Belkin stuff over the years.
Well, you know, who would have thought that they'd grow up to be the American electronics giant that they are today, owning brands like Linksys and Wemo? Well, the Los Angeles-based company just got bigger now that they will become part of Foxconn, the world's largest contract electronics manufacturer.
The people who make iPhones.
Yes. Yeah. The Taiwanese company, known best for manufacturing iPhones, announced this week that it would acquire Belkin for $866 million in cash.
Wow.
Now, the purchase is still subject to approval from the U.S. Committee on Foreign Investment, meaning that it's not a done deal yet, especially since it involves networking equipment. That said, Foxconn has pledged to build a $10 billion factory in Wisconsin, which, of course, could help it stay on the committee's good side.
True. Now, that doesn't mean that they won't embed spy stuff in it in the U.S.
And that's why it's going to apparently have to go through a whole lot of investigation instead of approval process before they can allow it.
I mean, look what's happening with Huawei and companies like that, where, you know, the government even says, nope, we're not buying any. We don't recommend that you do, and that they found that there's all kinds of stuff in there, nefarious stuff and what... Yeah, who knows? Google developing blockchain technology to secure transactions and data in its cloud business, that according to all kinds of sources. Google reportedly hopes to use the technology to set its cloud services apart from those offered by its rivals. Further proof that IBM is not the only game in town. Because you see, a lot of they're spending gazillion dollars in advertising about the IBM cloud. Well, good for them. But it's not all about just Watson and IBM. There's a whole lot of competition out there and others that are doing some rather unique things, in this case, like Google. Mm-hmm. Daniel in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, listens on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Hello, Daniel.
Hi. I was just getting some security cameras for my place, and I was wondering if there's some things I should be aware about, or the other thing I was going to ask was, how to properly install them. I was thinking about installing them on the soffit, and if there's a good way of doing that. I'm running the wires through the attic to a central hub.
Well, Daniel, you should probably be aware of the power options. Wireless or wired, your cameras are going to need to be powered somehow. Since you're already thinking about running wires, your easiest option would probably be to install cameras that can be powered by the same cable that carries the video. That may be power over Ethernet, or PoE, or power over coax. Either way, that would mean that you would have to run a single cable to each camera. Now, as far as what you're thinking about wiring the cameras, it makes sense to us. In fact, that's how the cameras in our studios are all wired. And it's power over Ethernet and gets us the job. And we've got a gazillion cameras monitoring all kinds of areas in and outside our studios. And it seemed to make the most sense.
Yeah. Now, if you're buying cameras that can be monitored online, make sure that you change the username and password from the factory settings in case anyone ever tries to use those factory settings to get in. If you're running Ethernet cameras, you may need to buy some networking equipment. We run ours here through the network switch, but odds are that if you buy a full camera system, you don't have to spend any extra money. They normally come with all the components you need. Now, if you're going with Ethernet-based cameras, aim for a system that uses the PoE that Dave mentioned. That will reduce installation complexity immensely. Also, don't plug them into a hub. Make sure you use a switch instead.
Yeah.
That will increase data efficiency over the network. Some of these camera kits come with their own cheap little hub, and those aren't really worth the plastic that they're in.
Good point. Daniel, I hope we helped you out there. Let us know what you end up with, and our input hopefully will help you. And good luck, because I'm glad that you're wiring your place up. I think everybody should. And security cameras are really, really important. Again, speaking as a former police officer, bad guys and bad girls, for that matter, they're far fewer, don't want to be seen on camera. So if they're going to go up to a house and it's got a bunch of cameras, they're probably going to go to the neighbor that doesn't. And that in and of itself makes a difference. All the way protecting you into tomorrow.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
So when you look at your brand new tablet or your brand new smartphone, is the first thought to go through your head, what now? Well, then you're in the right place. You're tuned into tomorrow. We're here to help. Any questions, comments, concerns, issues at all that you may have regarding any kind of consumer tech, let us solve those digital dilemmas for you. And we can do it with you calling the following number. Might be old-fashioned, but it still works the best. Anytime, 24/7. Pick up a phone and dial this or push this. We still say dial, even though people, young kids, have no idea what a rotary phone is. We used to actually dial. Can you believe it? You didn't ever have to do that, did you?
We had
when you were growing up.
Growing
did
up.
We have
we
still
had at least one rotary phone in the house?
Yeah. Okay. Good. And then you went to touch tone DTMF. Yes. You know what that stood for?
I used to.
Dual tone multi-frequency.
Yeah.
But basically touch tone.
Most of the time I used the dial phone just because it was fun. It was fun to listen to those clicks after you let it go. And
especially with larger numbers, you know, a 9. Tick, 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 tick. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, when I get off on that. So use a dial phone or press buttons or say the number, whatever you have to do. And call us anytime at
800-899-INTO, which is 800-899-4686.
You might even use Skype if you want, but it's toll-free from anywhere in North America. So the U.S., Canada, I mean, just call anytime. It's not going to cost you anything, even if you have one of those landlines still.
What are those?
They're old-fashioned things with a wire, and they connect to a pole with wires, and then they go around the world.
Well, then.
So what do we got coming up?
We got coming up a chat with Kevin Haley. He's the Director of Security Response for Norton by Symantec. They're helping organizations, governments, and people secure their most important data where it lives.
Ah, very cool. You want to stay tuned for Kevin. Justin in Iuka, Mississippi. I hope I said that right. Listens on Super Talk 94.3 FM. Hello, Justin.
Dave, I had a question about boosting my AT&T cell signal. Listened to your show a few years back and heard the SureCall, and you recommended them. Is that still the best way to boost AT&T cell service in my area? Thanks, bud.
Well, Justin, these days, SureCall is basically one of your two main options when it comes to cell phone signal boosters. Your choices are them or a company called WeBoost. Both have pretty comparable devices. They cost about the same. They do about the same job, so you can pick whichever brand you prefer and expect a similar experience. You do have a third option if you're looking to boost your service in a building, be it at a home, at work, or anywhere else with Wi-Fi. Most carriers, including AT&T, do offer Wi-Fi calling these days. If your phone is reasonably new, it probably supports it already, and you really wouldn't notice the difference. You just turn on Wi-Fi calling on the phone, and whenever it's connected to Wi-Fi, it'll route calls and texts through the Internet that way.
Yeah, nothing really changes for you. You dial the same way, text the same way, answer the same way, but the phone will talk to the Internet instead of a cell tower when routing your call. That's become very handy for me at home. I don't have a whole lot of cell signal inside my house, so when I get in home, it switches to my Wi-Fi network, and then I basically have full signal. So
yeah, it works fine, and it's transparent to you. It just automatically switches. Yeah. You don't have to do anything.
Exactly. And your Internet connection doesn't even have to be that fast. And a big advantage from using this particular solution is that it's free. AT&T won't charge you any more. If anything, they probably prefer that users do that instead of demanding new towers. Your phone already has the feature, and you don't need any new gadgets.
Yeah. In fact, the carriers love it because you're not using their service.
Right.
You're using your Internet provider's service at the time. And it just makes so much more sense. And it does typically work pretty well. Now, again, if you have a poor Wi-Fi signal in your house or you don't have a decent speed in terms of broadband service, then you may end up with some broken up calls or somebody going, hello, hello, did I lose you? You know, and then it comes back perhaps, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and in that case, you know, one of these devices, like these SureCall devices, will work out well as long as if you step outside your house with your cell phone, as long as you have signal outside,
yeah.
then you can use one of these devices like a SureCall to then bring mm-hmm. that signal and disperse it inside your house.
Yeah, very true. In fact, we're twisting the arms of some SureCall folks and going to get some evaluation units from them and, more importantly, some giveaways from them. And now that I'm saying it on the air, now they're really committed. But we'll get them to send us a couple, and we'll see if we can't give away a few for you guys to evaluate and test and let us know what you think of them as well. And we'll talk more about them as we progress into tomorrow.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text radio to 35,000.
Gotta love it. Meet us at intotomorrow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 1-800-958-6699. That's 1-800-958-6699. Again, 1-800-958-6699.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. As we continue to help you stay cyber safe in a world where you're either going to be hacked or you've already been hacked in one way or the other. Of course, if you've got questions or concerns about anything involving online safety or anything involving consumer tech for that matter, be sure to join us anytime. And it's very easy. We want to hear you on the air. Many of our guests and sponsors and friends of the program are regularly sending us all kinds of goodies to share with you. And we do that once we hear you on the air. You don't just qualify. You actually win stuff just for participating on the program. The easiest way is still the old-fashioned way. Pick up a phone and dial the following number anytime, 24/7. 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686, or you can use the audio option on the popular and free Into Tomorrow app. Either way, we want to hear you. We are radio, after all. And then you participate on the show, we send you goodies. Our next guest joins us from a company helping organizations, governments, and individuals secure their most important data wherever it might live. Director of Security Response for Norton by Symantec is Kevin Haley. Kevin, welcome Into Tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. There are certainly concerns, and we don't do a show in our 23 years. Every week we mention backup and make sure you update your virus protections and just protect your data, and we can't ever stress it enough. And I'm sure that's the case with you guys, are always working on trying to keep folks' data secure and constantly fighting these struggles that pop up on a so regular basis, it's got to be driving you crazy.
It's tough. But, you know, if users did back up, if they did keep their security software up to date, so many of these problems can be avoided. So it's really that kind of sloppiness. That's the thing that really, really gets you, that so much of this could be avoided with just some good common sense and good security.
And I'm so glad, Kevin, to hear you say that, because while we always remind our audience every week on the show in one fashion or another to back up and do what we've just mentioned, people are telling us, you know, thank you for saying that, because I do forget. Or, you know, I try to automate it, and maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. Sometimes I forget to just check, am I current? And they should do that no matter what you're using. Make sure that the updates are working. Make sure that you're current on virus definitions and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are some cyber geniuses out there, evil cyber geniuses who could do anything to get on your machine. But most of these people are just not that good. And so just basic defenses are enough to keep them away.
Oh, for sure. I know one of the things that you're involved in is how the CPU has become kind of the new credit card for attackers. How is that the case?
Right, yeah. It's something called cryptojacking, and the jacking part is the hijacking of your device, whether it's your computer or the phone. The crypto part means cryptocurrency. Those things have gotten very valuable, and you get them by using a computer to do something they call mining for the coin. And that's really just solving complex algorithms with a computer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are spending a lot of money buying expensive computers. Other people are just stealing your computer. And instead of physically taking it, they're putting malware on it that mines for this coin.
Oh. So does that mean that if you don't do anything with any cryptocurrency, you at least don't have to worry about the crypto jacking?
No, it's not true at all. They don't care whether you have cryptocurrency software
right.
or whatever on that machine. They're stealing your CPU. They're stealing your electricity. They're getting rich mining for these coins, and you're paying for the computer. You're paying for the electricity.
Yeah, they're doing the work by using your computer. And you say that's why I didn't want people to have this false sense of security. Oh, I don't do any of that Bitcoin stuff or whatever. Well, it doesn't matter. They could still be using your computer to make a profit unbeknownst to you. And that's yet another new thing we all should have to worry about.
Yeah, this thing exploded at the end of 2017 when cryptocurrencies, all of a sudden, their value took off.
Yeah.
And the bad guy said, well, hey, maybe I should be doing this, and I'm not spending money to buy computers. I'm going to use these people's.
Yeah. Jeez. And it just sheds more light on the fact that we have more and more alarming results, it seems, from all kinds of Internet security threats, and you guys are always doing reports. So I'm sure this is now showing up on your latest report. Reports as well. What do we do about it?
Well, you know, this thing is really hard to spot for yourself. I mean, you may see that your computer or your cell phone is working really hard. Some people have experienced their cell phones overheating because they're going to use every last bit of processing power they can. Your battery may drain. You may see your electrical bill go up a little bit. But those are really tough things to spot. That's why you need good security software, because we can find it and we can stop it from being on your machine.
Oh, that's good. Well, what are signs that our computers, and then you even mentioned our mobile devices, for that matter, have been infected with this cryptocurrency malware? Certainly battery drain, you mentioned. I guess, seeing your hard drive light LED flash all the time is like, well, okay, that's a little odd because I'm not doing anything on my computer. Why is it constantly working? Now, sometimes that's normal. You know, sometimes it might be these your backups being performed, or your antivirus updating or running a scan, and that's fine. But if it's happening constantly 24/7, is that an indication that you may have that kind of activity happening?
Yeah, absolutely. You'll notice that your computer gets really slow. We did some tests. We saw it take 10 to 15 times longer to open up a file than it would if one of these things were running.
Oh, geez.
So, unfortunately, everybody always thinks there's something wrong with their computer or it's running slow. The devices can be a bit mysterious, so it may be hard to tell. But if you consistently see this happening, don't go buy a new computer. Get some security software, run it, and see if you can find any of this stuff on your machine.
And it's interesting because, I think a lot of us might tend to think, well, it's an old machine and I'm overtaxing it. I mean, I end up with, 20 browser windows open doing so many things at once. And I accept the fact that my older desktop, probably one of the oldest ones in the studio, but it's so important with everything on it for so many years, I don't want to update or upgrade yet. But you have to wonder, could it be that issue as well? Not just that I'm overtaxing it, but could there be some of these wackos in my machine that I don't even know about?
Yeah, right. I mean, if you're going to have a device that's really old, you have to take care of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like a car or anything else.
Good point. And there are some simple steps, right, that we can take to protect our personal information in general, not just for the crypto jacking that we're talking about, but just all the other issues, malware of all sorts and viruses and hacking and things of that sort. What do you recommend on a regular basis?
Yeah, you're going to keep this threat off your machine just like any of the other threats. It's not different in that way. You want to have good security software, of course. You want to keep all your software up to date. When that operating system says it wants to update, because it's going to help protect your computer. And you need to use a little common sense. A lot of threats come in via email.
Mm.
If you get an email and it doesn't seem right, it probably isn't. One of the most popular tricks they're using today is to send you something that says it's a bill or an invoice. You owe somebody money.
Yeah.
Well, of course you're going to click on that attachment. This is somebody claiming you owe them money. It's very effective social engineering. It's an effective way to trick you. People click on that attachment and they infect themselves. So just delete that email.
And Kevin, we've been talking about this as a problem for years. This has been happening where folks are opening executable files or things of that nature that are causing them then a problem. And you're right. It is so easy to say, oh, I don't know these people and that seems odd. Just delete and move on. But they, because they're working with so many different new ways to try to trick us, you may be in a hurry, you may not be thinking, you may think that it's coming from your bank because you bank at that particular bank, but it's really not, you know, so you click on it. Wrong. You know, don't do that. You know, we remind people all the time, as I'm sure you do, if you think that your bank needs information or whatever, just go log in completely separately. Don't click a link. Most financial institutions won't have you click a link to then log in for that very reason. So just you hit it the nail on the head, I think. Common sense.
I always tell people if your bank sends you email with a link for you to click to go to your account, I would get another bank.
Yes, touche. Change banks because they should not be doing that. And no. some of the big ones, too, are unfortunately doing that. It's, you know, hey, click here, log in, and check your balance. No. Don't ever do that. And especially don't ever do that on your phone at a McDonald's or a coffee house or some free Wi-Fi place either, because of the whole sniffing where somebody can gather your password and information. Just don't do it. Common sense, again.
Right. You think about it when you're out at someplace with Wi-Fi, you know, your information is out in the air.
Yeah.
That's the nature of Wi-Fi. But it also means anybody else could snatch it
mm-hmm.
if it's not properly protected.
Yeah. We tell people all the time, don't, you know, save your online banking and whatnot for your home, your own Wi-Fi, you know, your own protection, so that you have some confidence there and don't be doing these kind of things elsewhere. And then people figure, I haven't ever had a problem. It's got to be okay. Well, then you do have a problem.
<That's>
and it's
right.
not
it only
okay.
Takes one.
Yeah. Exactly. And then you're thinking, oh, if I only listened even to yourself, you know, to not do these things. And in terms of confidence for any kind of program, whether it's Norton by Symantec or anything else, because there's a lot out there, including a lot of free services, can folks pretty much rest assured that if they're dealing with a reputable company, that it's as up-to-date as possible as long as they're making sure their updates are on and their scans are working?
Yes, as long as you're working with a reputable company, somebody you've heard of, I hope it's up. Us,
yeah.
But any of the companies. But you have to be careful. There's a lot of fake antivirus out there, companies that or organizations that are pretending that they're giving you a valuable service, ask you to pay a lot of money, and they're really not doing anything. So that's why we say go with the name you know and trust.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense. And, of course, you can visit his site, see what Kevin and his team are up to, Norton.com, Norton.com. And you'll see all the things from security premium to LifeLock joining together with them to how to protect the privacy on all your connected devices, how to protect your kids as well from online predators. I mean, they work very hard at that. And you'll see what I'm talking about when you visit Norton.com. Kevin, you're a delight to chat with. Unfortunately, that we have to talk about these things. But I'm glad that you're able to shed some light on these things. We got to get you back again soon.
I'd be happy to do that.
Terrific. Kevin Haley is Director of Security Response, and they're doing a good job of it, at Norton by Symantec. I'm Dave Graveline. Be sure to hit us up at intotomorrow.com, where we'll link you to Kevin's site and all of our guests and all of our various posts and topics. And we always update every day. Check things out, again, at intotomorrow.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Hoping you're having a very happy and joyous Easter weekend and April Fool's Day weekend as well. You're tuned into tomorrow. Ross Maunt, Horatio in the control room. I'm Dave Graveline.
And I'm your April Fool, Chris Graveline.
Oh boy, is he ever.
Don't forget, you can listen to all 3 hours of Into Tomorrow via our free Into Tomorrow app and by visiting our website at intotomorrow.com. Streaming is provided by streamguys.com.
And you know, there's so many ways to listen to Into Tomorrow. I'm sure you're well aware of that, right?
I am.
Oh, okay.
On air, online, on now.
We're always on now.
On now. That's true.
Because if you stop by intotomorrow.com, we have a 24/7 stream that streams, I believe, the last 7 weeks worth of the show.
She's like the Easter Energizer Bunny. Yeah, she just keeps going. On now. But that's true. 24/7, there's a loop at intotomorrow.com. There's a 24/7 loop of the last 7 weeks worth of shows on the Into Tomorrow free app. You can listen that way. But I'm sure you already subscribe to our free podcasts, and you can do that at intotomorrow.com as well. Never miss a minute of the three-hour show ever. You can get segments, you can get the whole hours, whatever you'd like.
I do, and they download all automatically right to my iPhone.
Well, that's very cool. I didn't know you could do that.
It's because I usually dismiss the reminder when it comes in or the notice when it comes in.
But at least you have it.
Because I've lived the show, so I don't have to hear it again. But if I decide I want to hear a segment again, I listen to it.
You've lived the show.
I've lived the show. I eat, breathe, and live Into Tomorrow.
Except after hours.
Right.
Yeah. Go back to last hour's tech news and you'll see what I mean. Scott in State College, Pennsylvania, listens on 1390 WRSC, State College's place to talk.
I am in the line to get a new computer. I've had a desktop machine for about 5 years and I'm thinking about upgrading. I'm not sure what's out there, if a desktop is a good deal, or if I should look into a laptop, or if you could just help me steer me in the right direction, what's good, what's not. I don't have a lot of money, but by mid-range.
Well, I don't have a lot of money either, so I can relate, Scott, that we always try to do good recommendations that are inexpensive enough. We never try to go cheap, just less expensive. This one's always a doozy, though, Scott, because everyone uses their computers for different activities. What's good for your neighbor who does video editing maybe isn't good for the little old lady across the street that writes emails to her grandchildren. So let's talk in terms of day-to-day computer use, like internet, maybe some word processing, perhaps a little casual gaming, if you like, and, of course, enjoying media and antisocial media.
Yeah. Now, first, let's take a look at desktop versus laptop question. Is portability important to you? Is your space limited? Are you tired of the clutter that comes with owning a desktop? Or perhaps you're more comfortable with a desktop's large screen and keyboard, and the ability to upgrade, which is much easier with a desktop instead of a laptop. Now, think about location, location, location. This is not a question anyone but Scott can answer. Now, next, you need to understand that a $500 desktop PC will often outperform a $500 PC laptop. So mid-range doesn't always mean mid-priced, and this may be the issue that aims you towards a desktop.
Good point. Now, we suggest that you take a look at the all-in-one offerings from companies like Dell and HP. These are desktops that wrap up the guts of a tower PC into the monitor. It's a compromise, really. You get the clean environment of a laptop with the power and expandability of a desktop. It's even portable, somewhat, so you don't have to unplug 1,000 cables if you decide to move the computer from your living room into a den. Many all-in-ones include a touchscreen these days, which arguably are far easier to use on their large monitors than a laptop.
Yeah, and if the monitor is big enough, I've seen a lot of people use these as their TVs as well. They use these to consume their media. You can look at the Dell Inspiron series of machines or HP Pavilion family. Don't even bother worrying about the CPU specs or other confusing technobabble. Go for the machine that's priced as high as your budget can accommodate. And one final tip, even if you buy your next machine online, take a close look at them at a store like Best Buy. Why? Not all built-in monitors are equal. You don't want to be stuck with a computer that came with a great price tag but a crummy screen.
Yeah, because you're going to be staring at it a lot. You don't want it to give you a headache. You don't want to have issues with your eyes not being able to focus well. So make sure you just spend some time, look at it, and then you don't have to buy it from Best Buy, for example. You get something that you like and you say, oh, that's going to do the job. Online, you're going to save some money most of the time.
And I do that with Amazon. I usually go to Amazon to look at reviews of products and see what customers think, but they might not have the best price, so I may not necessarily buy it from Amazon, but I'll research it there.
There you go. Intotomorrow.com for more.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-523-9112. That's 800-523-9112. Again, 800-523-9112. 9112.
Do you feel like a tech outsider? Well, come with us every week as we bring you Into Tomorrow. We do it each and every week right here on what is no doubt your favorite radio station, podcast, stream, or however you listen to us.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by the OWC Thunderblade. For the creative professional who needs the absolute fastest storage with transfer speeds up to 2,800 megabytes per second. Learn more at OWCDigital.com.
When you call in, again, no promises, no guarantees, but tell us any of the following items that you would prefer. We'll do our best to get them to you when we hear you on the air. From Killer Concepts, Piggy Pro phone stands. These are very cool razor-thin stands that stick to the back of any phone or case.
From Backtrack, we've still got some of those 6C6 keychain breathalyzers so you can easily estimate your alcohol level.
E-bags, quick charge batteries. You know, you can call it what you like, a battery, a power bank, a quick charge. We think of it as a lifeboat.
From My First Sketch, 12-inch LCD sketch pads for kids.
OtterBox with Defender Series rugged cases for iPhones and Samsung Galaxy phones.
From McCallie, we still got a couple of those aluminum laptop stands.
Oh, and from Gourmia, are you liking to cook and smell great things? Well, how about an electric digital air fryer griller and roaster with optimized calorie reduction technology? Woo-hoo! There's a lot of cool stuff, and all you need to do is call 800-899-INTO. That's
800-899-4686.
And we'll meet you at intotomorrow.com.